Wednesday, December 4th, Jay-Z's 50th birthday. 5-0 for the great Sean Carter, who's been a fixture in my life and in the culture around my life for 25 years, essentially, right? Reasonable Doubt came out 96, so since I was, you know, 18, 19 years old, Jay-Z has been around and prominent, right? Never falling off, never dipping. Just a remarkable career thus far, and like, not really slowing down. I mean, sure, he's not putting out albums like he did, you know, back in the late 90s, early 2000s at such a rapid pace, but he's still the guy. And like, when he goes on tour, it sells out in a second, and when he puts out an album, it's a big deal, like 444 was his most recent work. What Jay turning 50 really interests me or gets me thinking about is something I heard, I want to say literally, you know, 20 years ago. And I, again, it's a little sketchy. I definitely remember what was said, just the who. I think it was Puffy. And he said it about KRS-One. It was about hip-hop, but he used the example of KRS-One. Like, KRS-One's going to be 80 years old in a wheelchair kicking rhymes, right? And I always think back to that. It's like, people, you know, around my peers, we're basically the same age as rap music, right? It may be a couple years older than me, but I'm right there with it. I grew up with rap music. And meaning, and how that relates to what Puffy's saying, is like, there are no elder statesmen, right? There are no grandfather famous rappers yet. We're seeing it happen now, i.e. Jay-Z turning 50, and many other rappers already past 50. And like, it's slowly, slowly getting up there where what Puffy said 20, 25 years ago about these guys rhyming in wheelchairs, like, we're not too far off from seeing that. It just hasn't happened yet. It's going to be the first time we see it. It's like, these people are not stopping. It's what they do. It's the same reason that the Mick Jaggers and the Billy Joels and the Eric Claptons and whomever else are like still out there making music and making albums and going on tour and selling out arenas. Like, if Jay-Z wants to sell out Madison Square Garden when he's 75 years old, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do on stage and move around, whatever, but like, you see Mick Jagger fucking flaunting his shit all over the place. So it's going to happen, and it just hasn't happened yet. And the biggest rap star of all time turning 50 and crossing that plateau made me, you know, think back to that, of how this culture is still super young. It's the same age as me, essentially. And like, we're still going to see it get old, we're all going to get old together, right? And all these stars, when we were in college, we're going to see them grow old and see them, what they're going to do with their music career when they have grandkids. It's just something that, you know, we haven't seen yet, which is kind of cool. So, shout out to Jigga, 5-0. Unbelievable. Peace.